You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's popular Taylor Opportunity Program for students, known as TOPS, a college scholarship program, has grown from $50 million in 1999 to a cost of nearly $300 million this year. Lawmakers didn't fully fund TOPS during the last legislative session, so a task force has been put together to make it sustainable. Jennings, Louisiana Senator Blade Morrish, chairman of the Senate Education Committee, will chair the task force. He told public radio WRKF they'll look at how TOPS began and what's changed over the last 20 years.
We had no community college system in Louisiana. We didn't have admission standards to our universities, both of which we have now.
The TOPS task force is made up of five members of the House and five members of the Senate, to which Representative Morrish feels is a good mix.
I think it's a real good mix. Pretty much covered the state and across from the political spectrum, both Democrats and Republicans, folks who can make some decisions and have different opinions and discuss those different opinions concerning TOPS.
And there are some specific opinions as to how the TOPS awards should be handed out. For example, Representative Franklin Foyle, a Republican from Baton Rouge, feels the program should be merit-based.
It should be a merit-based program. It doesn't matter how much your parents make. If you as a student make the grades, you should get the benefit of the TOPS scholarship.
But Representative Ted James, a Democrat from Baton Rouge who actually attended college thanks to the TOPS program, thinks the program should be more needs-based.
We are one of the poorest states, so we have to do more for those students if we're serious about moving the economy.
The TOPS task force is to convene September 9th. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.